Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us. If you want to check out WinterNet, we've had several, probably half a dozen school districts update their classes, either switching from a delay to a closure or switching from a delay to a virtual learning day. And so make sure you refresh your browser, and we'll read WinterNet in our upcoming newscast, the WKOK Morning News Roundup. That'll be coming up at 8 to 10 this morning. We'll read it aloud to you. On the news line with us now, Adam Dietz is checking in. He's marketing and development liaison for the ultra-talented, fabulous, and if they were to ever compete in many things, they'd be ultra-award-winning Susquehanna Valley Chorale. Isn't that fun? Yeah, you don't spend a lot of time competing with other choirs and choruses, but I'll tell you what, you would take names and so on. Adam, thank you so much for checking in this morning.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and thank you for those fine accolades. We really appreciate it.
Well, this is, you know, last year was a terrible year and a great year. Terrible in that we just couldn't sit in the audience and enjoy the chorale, so that wasn't feasible. But, boy, I'll tell you what, I never saw a virtual concert fall together like we did when we saw the concerts that were produced. Your producer of these online concerts mentioned her name, Kelly, I believe is the first name.
Yeah, Kelly Beard, our executive manager, she definitely does a lot of work behind the scenes on those things. And then we also hired a sound editor for our virtual season. Her name is Kelly Bruno, who was actually a former student at Bucknell and a former student of Bill Payne's, who is, as you know, the music director and conductor of the chorale. So it's been a great team to work with to make all this stuff happen.
Right, it was just fabulous. It was just unbelievably professional and just, well, just right up to the exact same standards as a great Susquehanna Valley Chorale. So if you haven't gone on YouTube and checked out the Susquehanna Valley Chorale's 2020 performances, it's just a real treat. Plus, there's one there that is an interview with Bill Payne, Dr. Bill Payne, with Kelly Bruno in that interview, and you get a real treat when she sings, so you see why she graduated so superlatively from Bucknell with that choral skill that she has. Well, let's talk about what the chorale is up to in 2021, and we'll have to talk about the singing telegrams this week, Adam, so please bring us up to date.
Absolutely. So the singing telegram promotion is happening now. You can go to our website, sbcmusic.org, and it's right there on the homepage. And basically, this was just kind of an idea that formed just through some creative conversation when we were trying to figure out exactly what we wanted to do with the remainder of our season. And we all thought this would be something that might be very well received by the community, since we have another holiday coming up here, where we might not be able to be together with all of our loved ones. So we came up with this idea of doing a singing telegram, which was created by members of SBC Limited, which, for those of you that may not be familiar with that, SBC Limited is a small outreach ensemble comprised of select singers from the larger chorale. And so we thought, well, we need a song that's going to be really catchy and be somewhat appropriate for Valentine's Day. So it's the song Hello My Baby, which was originally written around the turn of the 20th century. The arrangement that we're doing was actually first performed by a group called the Cordettes back from the 50s and 60s, I believe. And so it's kind of done in the barbershop style. And you don't see the singers' faces as you have in some of our previous virtual choir performance videos. Instead, we just recorded the sounds, and then Kelly Bruno overlaid that with some really cool videography and some other still images. And then to accompany that, you can attach your own personal message to your sweetheart, significant other, friend, family member, whatever, and that will all get automatically generated onto this really cute email and get sent out to them. And you can choose to have it done immediately, or you can have it saved and sent out on Valentine's Day itself.
All right, and how?
And all for a small fee of $5. So it's probably almost less than you would spend on some greeting cards these days.
Well, how could you not do this? Geez, for $5. How do you sign up for this? What's the go-to place? And if you want to pay more, please go right ahead. I guess I'll add that.
Yeah, you can actually send as many as you want, and you don't have to go through the process separately each time. You can put different messages to different people all in their same shopping cart, so to speak. So you just go to sccmusic.org, which is our website, and it's right there on the homepage. And it probably takes you all of about, 2 minutes from start to finish.
SVCmusic.org. We memorized that a long time ago for a wide range of types of information. So that's the place to go. What kind of plans do you have for 2020? More virtual concerts? Or are we hoping to get together with the choir, the chorale at some point? Tell us what's ahead.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we're still going to continue to feature our Blast from the Past series, which highlights music from probably the past 20 years or so from the chorale, some recordings that we had, some of our favorites from the archives, and then we're also continuing to do our celebrity series, which is like the video that you mentioned with Bill Payne interviewing Kelly Bruno, along with many other former students, colleagues, musicians, what have you. As far as performances, we are hoping to do one more, at least, a virtual choir video that will probably be released somewhere in the April-May time period to kind of take place of what would typically be our pop concerts events. And then other than that, it's just going to be a lot of things, maybe some contests happening on some of our social media platforms, some giveaways, things like that. Now, we are, of course, looking ahead to our 2021-22 season, which is when we'll finally be able to celebrate the chorale's 50th anniversary, which all of that stuff has been postponed, of course, due to COVID. So most of the programming has stayed the same as what was originally planned. We've modified that a little bit, so you're getting a mix of what was originally on the anniversary season plus some things that were missed during this current season. All of that information as far as the concert lineup is also posted on our website, so you can kind of get a taste of what to expect there.
Now, the Susquehanna Valley Chorale is a nonprofit organization with quite a few expenses that are associated with this. The ticket revenue from the concerts used to be an important fundraiser, and of course you look for sponsors and benefactors who wish to support the chorale. What's the status of enjoying donations? How do you wish that to happen this year? What can people do to support the chorale?
Right. Well, there's always an active page on our website where people that are wishing to give in any way can go on there and make a donation through the website. Of course, we'll also be participating in the Raise the Region campaign, which I'm sure a lot of your listeners are familiar with, that serves the Susquehanna Valley.
March 10th?
This year, yes, March 10th and 11th. It's a 30-hour event. And this year, our main focus for our part in that will be a new commission that Bill Payne is working on. He's composing a new piece of music just for us, and we're hoping to form a consortium of similar organizations that we'll be reaching out to for some financial support. But of course, we also enjoy and have been really fortunate to rely on so much support from the community members and all of our followers. So we'll be kind of highlighting that on our own Raise the Region campaign page. We'll give you some more details there. There's also going to be a video included of Bill Payne kind of performing a short snippet from the new work. And I think it'll be something really unique to work towards to make happen. So all of the proceeds from our Raise the Region campaign will primarily go towards the creation and then ultimately the presentation of this new composition. So we're pretty excited about that.
Well, that sounds great. Oh, yeah, cannot wait. That is really just the biggest part of the treat to the chorale, is that you just hear music that just either doesn't exist anywhere else or you certainly wouldn't hear anywhere else. Adam, we'll give you the last word. Anything to add to our conversation today?
Oh, gosh. Well, I would say just continue to support the arts. I mean, it's been somewhat of a dark time, as I think many of you all know, in terms of the arts and all forms of entertainment. Thankfully, we were really, again, fortunate to just have a lot of supporters, members from the Corral board, and our staff that really just were able to kind of go back to the drawing board, so to speak, and completely revamp and modify and kind of reinvent ourselves during the virtual season. So some other groups have not been quite so fortunate in that way. So I would say just to continue to not only support the Corral, but to support other artistic endeavors and artistic institutions in your own communities.
Adam, keep in touch. We really appreciate this. As we approach that April-May period with the rollout of another concert, we'll play a tiny excerpt during our conversation. We'll see if we can't get more folks to sign up for that and really just enrich themselves by enjoying it, because we know that's certainly in our future. Adam, thank you so much for checking in today.
Thank you for having me.
That is Adam Dietz, Marketing and Development Liaison for the Susquehanna Valley Corral. Musical singing telegrams are out this week for Valentine's Day. Just $5, so you can't go wrong. www.svmusic.org if you want to sign up for one of the singing telegrams from the Susquehanna Valley Corral.